I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando. And today, I'd like to talk about the modern James Stewart.
I hate that phrase, but go ahead.
I've been one of the only two actors who have won back-to-back Oscars for Philadelphia and Forrest Gump in 1994. He's not one of my favorite actors.
Tom Hanks. Yeah. He's not one of your favorite actors?
No, he isn't.
Why?
Because I think he's bland. I think he's played this sweet, ordinary guy a little bit too much for me.
Okay.
And he's won two Oscars. Yeah. And I realized that in both of those roles, he was good. I'd like to be convinced.
All right. Well, John, you're in the minority. Okay. Everybody loves Tom Hanks. All right. We have Jordan Hanalami in today from the Gateway Film Center to mount a passionate Denzel Washington-esque defense of Tom Hanks. Jordan?
Hello. My name is Jordan, and I am a Tom Hanks addict. In defense, in terms of blandness, I guess that one's is a little confusing to me. Okay. He, throughout the 80s, was able to kind of really go off hinge and really go rather ordinary situations. In terms of that would be The Burbs, where he's just a normal suburban dad.
But what, he hits it big in what? Sleepless in Seattle?
I would 90s? Say Big. Big was his...
He hits it big and big, okay. John, just right. In case you were confused. You gotta
that?
Watch, pick up on his cues, Jordan. His clueless cues. Every generation has its everyman.
Yes.
And
yes.
Tom Hanks really fits that bill.
Okay, that's fair.
I think Big, I remember him playing a immature kid as an adult that, you know, that made people sure. understand his range when he did something like Philadelphia, which is, you know, his probably most subdued performance.
His most memorable performance comes in the next year with Forrest Gump.
Absolutely.
Well, this guy held a whole picture virtually by himself.
Yeah, Castaway.
Yeah.
It's occurred to me that having Jordan mount a defense of Tom Hanks is sort of ridiculous, where you should be mounting your argument against him, because clearly the guy is one of the great actors of his generation. Clearly. Inarguably, he's a great movie star, probably for the very reason that he doesn't look like a movie star. There's no doubt in those movies that Jordan mentioned that he's grown as an actor. You know, it was a long, hard road for a while. After Big, he stumbled a little bit with movies like Turner and Hooch and Dragnet, but then came back with A League of Their Own. Ever since that, he's always been in command of his self, his persona, his presence, and his performances. But what about his recent output, and where is he headed at this stage of his career?
His last couple years, he wrote and directed Larry Crown, which obviously didn't do so well, right. But he took a shot. A controversial movie, Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, well, that was not necessarily his fault. How do you fit the Da Vinci Code business into this? This seems to me like he's going a Downey Depp way by having a franchise. As soon as this another novel comes out, he's Robert Langdon again. How do you feel about that?
We don't have that opportunity to have you know, a big franchise like that.
Sure.
And it's Rod Howard directing it. You know, how do you say no to that? So, sure. I mean, with Captain Phillips coming out, I think that's going to be, you know, him getting rolled back into the dramatics, which should be very exciting.
Saving Mr. Banks.
I mean, Walt Disney. Who else can play Walt Disney?
Now, you haven't mentioned my second favorite role for Tom Hanks. My first would be maybe in Saving Private Ryan. I don't know why, because I like the movie, da, 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 da. But I'll tell you, my other favorite role of his, the year 2007.
Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson's War. I mean, when he gets together with Cutie Pie there, what's her name?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
That one actress.
Yes. When he gets together with, there's
that,
really
that pretty woman. Huh?
Right. There's a real energy and a real acting fine, high level. Anyway, I thought he was great. I thought he hit Wilson right.
I think that movie is a great modern day example of Tom Hanks because it shows the dramatics of, you know, him getting choked up and feeling the emotion of some of the war situations going on. But he is as charming as anybody could possibly be.
So it looks like a pretty bright future for this guy who's still in his 50s. The Lost Symbol coming out. Looking forward again to hearing his voice in Toy Story 4.
For me, he is the actor that I trust the most.
Who is the most trusted man in the world? Recently determined, Tom Hanks. Yes!
Really?
Remember, it was Walter Cronkite 50 years ago? It's Tom Hanks.
That's hilarious.
No, that's a perfect ending. That's good.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org or listen to them uncut on Facebook.